Hey, what's going on, everybody? It is Monday, and glad to have everybody back with us. I know it's early in today's broadcast, so I'll make it quick too, man, because a lot of people are going to be joining us as the afternoon goes on. All right, let me start off by mentioning all of our great partners who make this happen. I start with 7 Mile Casino. 7milecasino.com is their website. Alex puts up the QR code. There it is. Blackjack, poker, table games. Great food, great bar scene, easy parking, smoke-free environment, and only 7 minutes south of downtown San Diego. It's really got the best of all worlds between the location, the parking, the smoke-free, et cetera, et cetera. It's the best place to go if you want to play blackjack, poker, and other table games. 7 Mile Casino, 7milecasino.com. All right, let me work in some different orders today. This past weekend, like I normally do, took my walk from Cardiff to Encinitas, went to the Blender store. It's like a weekend thing I do every weekend. This past weekend, Blenders was having a 50% sale. Now, the beauty of it is that even if you got the 50% off, you still could have given them our code, Kaplan, and they would have given us the credit for it. Or at least, if nothing else, they would have known that you guys are listening. We're all listening, and we're all participating. There I am yesterday in the Encinitas store, and I'm pointing at a sign that says 50% off. And I had a lot of great friends hit me up saying, dude, they just bought 4 pairs, 6 pairs. My boy Tommy was in the PB store. He bought like 8 pairs of glasses. So thanks to everybody who's out there using our new partners, Blenders, and supporting a local company and taking advantage of that 50% off. In the meantime, now that the sale's over, you can get 20% off by using our code Kaplan, and the QR code is right there, Blenders Eyewear. Okay, let me thank our friends from Mushroom Life. So see this product right here? This is the new Mushroom Life coffee. Here's what I've been doing with this. I've been taking my regular coffee, and I take one scoop of the Mushroom Life coffee because it's got like a creamy, almost like a coconutty sort of flavor to it. And I mix real coffee with the mushroom coffee because with the mushroom coffee comes this incredible focus. So for me, the caffeine is like the uplift, but the focus that comes with the Mushroom Life coffee is insanity. I'm telling you. And it's not like it gets you high. It's not some sort of drug. It's literally just mushrooms, you know, like whatever the mushrooms are, which they describe to you on the back of the bag. If you buy through Mushroom Life now and you go to Life Brew, L-Y-F-E, lifebrew.com, and you use our promo code KLIFE20, you save 20%. And Brett throws in a bunch of other goodies. So check them out. Okay, let me also thank our friends from Prize Picks. And again, I'm going to encourage you to download the Prize Picks app, because when you download the Prize Picks app and you make your first deposit and you use our code GREATFRIENDS, they'll give you a 100% match. So 100% match, you put in $100, they put in $100, and you're playing ball. And I'll tell you right now is such a great time, because with the tournament coming, you're going to want to play all day long. Especially, I mean, listen, the games get kicked off. Like all the play-in games are going to happen tomorrow. And then by the time Thursday,
fat special for Caitlin Clark.
What's the deal?
Half point, 0.5 points for Caitlin Clark in her tournament game.
Okay. And when does her tournament game go? Do you know?
Saturday.
Okay.
So you got all week to use
it. Okay. I'm going to, cause I'm just seeing right now, I'm going in right now. I will immediately take more. And then what I'll probably do is, because the game's not till Saturday, I'll find something else that I can put it together with later on, or maybe, well, I don't know. I'm not how I'm going to play, but I'm already taking it. Prize Picks, download the app and use our code GREATFRIENDS, and you are going to get that first deposit match 100% up to $100. Okay, hey, Torrey Holistics, California Holistics. Again, I'll be brief on this one. You save 20% when you use our code BETTERBUD. So whether you're going to California down in Chula Vista, or you're going up to Sorrento Valley and you're going to Torrey Holistics, just use the code BETTERBUD. You save 20%. And if you're on their text list, like I got a text this morning from Torrey Holistics, and they were telling me about all the great specials that they've got going on right now. And this is only on a Monday. So, you know, here's greetings from Torrey. We've got a good way to make Monday memorable. Check out the pick to find out. And they've got 30% off on a particular brand. So just check them out. Torrey Holistics, California Holistics, and save that 20% when using BetterBud. And lastly, let me just mention our friends from BetUS, because now with March Mania, and it's going to go crazy. In fact, here's all my literature that came in the mail. So I'm playing my brackets through the bracket that came with BetUS. BetUS has a 125% sign-up bonus. So look, here's the thing. If you're going to play and you're like, hey, look, I want to A, have a chance to win $1 million, or B, I want to play every game. That's what I'm doing. And my account is loaded up, because after the NFL season was over, dude, I had made a score through the playoffs and through the Super Bowl. So All I'll say to you is this. It's a 125% sign-up bonus. There's 10% gambler's insurance. They do offer an opportunity if you want to use cryptocurrency. It's a 200% sign-up bonus. So there's a lot of reasons to make sure you have an account with BetUS, BetUS.com, or 1-800-MY-BETUS, 1-800-MY-BETUS, BetUS, where the game begins. All right, that was a lot longer than I anticipated, but I think I got everybody in. Let's start today's show. Hey, great friends. What is going on? It is a Monday afternoon. This is Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. And as always, we come to you from the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. You're looking for that great place to play blackjack, poker, other table games. 7 minutes south of downtown San Diego, smoke-free environment. Parking is easy. You don't have to schlep a mile to get into the casino. You're going to love it. 7 Mile Casino and 7milecasino.com. All right, so look, Monday, we're just getting onto the radio airwaves of 1090. We are just getting onto the stream of YouTube, all the audio podcast platforms, and tonight we'll be plastered all over TV on the Cox Your View Network from here in San Diego all the way up and through Santa Barbara. It's Monday. We have got a ton to talk about because Friday of last week, the trade went down between Browners Bears and now his new team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, for Justin Fields. And you talk about the Bears just giving away a starting quarterback and the Steelers revamping their quarterback room. And by the way, making this announcement that like Russell Wilson's their go-to guy, I don't get it. We'll talk about that in detail, I assure you. But we can't start there. Even with the Padres getting ready to take on the Dodgers in Korea for 2 games this week, we can't start there. We got to start with San Diego State and what they did this past weekend, which, by the way, was they didn't win. They didn't finish it off in the Mountain West Conference Championship game. They did not get it done against New Mexico. The last, like, 5 minutes of that game, couldn't score, couldn't hit any shots from the field, just couldn't rebound, by the way. I mean, they just kind of fell apart in the last 5 minutes of that game. But yesterday, San Diego State finds out, no problem. They're in the NCAA basketball tournament. By the way, in the same bracket where they might connect with Florida Atlantic again, who they took on last year and had that spectacular win in the Final Four. So we got a lot to get to, but Grande, Brown Man, good afternoon. Alex, I'll hand it off to you, man. San Diego State, to me, is first thing here on a Monday. What do you say?
Yeah, first thing for me, too, obviously. You saw my Instagrams all weekend. I watched every minute of that stuff. Infuriating loss on Friday, absolutely infuriating. You know, you start. New Mexico has been up there with
Saturday game, the championship game.
Saturday, excuse me. New Mexico has been up there with San Diego State. A lot of battles. I'll never forget 2014. The picture with Steve Fisher and the Nets. Right, that was against New Mexico. Massive comeback at Viejo Serena. I hate that team, so it was infuriating to lose that way on Saturday. But like I said on Instagram, it wouldn't impact the standing or the seating much, and it didn't. Like, they weren't going to be a 4 if they won that game, I don't think. So, shout out San Diego State, getting respect, being a 5 seed, being higher than Utah State, even though they won the regular season, being the highest team in the Mountain West, even though they got 6 teams in. So, shout out to San Diego State, and I very much expect, I hate the tip-off time, but I very much expect San Diego State to win on Friday against UAB. I don't see why they wouldn't beat UAB on Friday.
Yeah, and I don't know anything about University of Alabama, Birmingham. I know zero about that team. But
I barely knew what UAB stood for.
Yeah, but it's an expectation now, right, that San Diego State's in the tournament. They'll win that game against UAB. Then they would play the winner of Auburn-Yale. And then if they were able to get to the Sweet 16 on the other side, and I think it was Browner who may have said this last week, just stay as far away from UConn and Houston as you can. Well, that's not going to happen because in all likelihood, if San Diego State does advance to the Sweet 16, chances are waiting for them there is going to be UConn, unless maybe Florida Atlantic pulls off some kind of a shocker, considering they were a Final Four team last year as well. And Northwestern, who Florida Atlantic is playing. Northwestern, you guys know me. I love to follow the stories of these kids. There's a kid from Northwestern who played it I've just lost the name of the school in La Jolla. It's one of the private schools in La Jolla.
Bishops.
No, not Bishops. The other one.
La Jolla Country Day.
La Jolla Country Day. Boy, I couldn't come up with La Jolla Country Day, even though I had
talking about La Jolla.
I know. Wow. But I was seeing the name of their team was the Tories. I couldn't get it out. Anyway, there's a kid there named Ryan Langborn, who's probably 24 years old, who transferred from Princeton, who I was following him in the NCAA tournament last year with Princeton. He transferred to Northwestern, and he's one of their top players. So what time is the game on Friday, Alex?
10:45 a.m.
10:45 a.m., huh?
Whoa. Hate it. Hate
yeah.
it.
Whoa. Yeah, and where's the game at? It's in Spokane, Washington.
Yes.
So, but at least they're staying on West Coast time, but I don't like the early morning start. I mean, 10:45 is not that early, but it's still, it's not when you normally play basketball.
I mean, listen, they start slow at 6 p.m., 7 p.m., 8 p.m. They start slow no matter what time. So I'm not really expecting them to come out and start shooting blazing at 10:45 a.m. So that's not why I don't like it. I don't like it because it's not prime time. You know, I like my tournament games for my team. A nice like 5 p.m. tip off, you know? I'm just selfish, that's all.
Yep. Big Brown, what do you think, man? San Diego State top of mind for you too or no?
Yeah, man, listen, what happened, and it's over, it's moving forward. I didn't like the last time I saw them on the court. I didn't like that game. And the last three games I saw them play, including the one that they lost in the championship, I really didn't like the way that they went. I thought it was gutsy how they pulled it, how they held on to one and they pulled out the other one. I don't like how I feel going into this. Last year there was a lot of optimism. They were well rounded. This year they feel very Lede heavy, which I don't really mind. But again, there hasn't been a second player all year. They come in with tournament experience, so UAB knows who they are, which is totally different from what San Diego State is used to doing. So UAB gonna be fired up a little bit even more because hey, this team was in a championship last year. If you win two games, you got UConn again. As soon as I saw UConn, I said, damn it. All right. Well, it'll be a good two game run.
Hey, man, but like, let's be real. Let's be real.
Let's.
Last year, did anybody think San Diego State was good enough to knock off Alabama?
No, nobody saw San Diego State going to the Final Four last year, let alone the championship game. Getting to the Sweet 16 would have been been. Oh, wow. What a great year. Sweet 16. Awesome.
Before they played Alabama, I said, if they could stop Brandon Miller, they will win the game.
But that's a big if.
I understand. But
right, again, but like, come on. Realistically,
the general public did not expect them to get past the number one seed in the tournament. So now your point, though, is that there's a different expectation for the San Diego State team this year. Because you are a team that is mostly comprised of the same guys that did make it to the championship game last year.
A lot of returning players.
Right. Now, there's some guys that have left due to graduation. There's some guys that left due to transfer. But for the most part, you have the nucleus of last year's team with you this year. And so to me, I would say this. If San Diego State does not make it to the Sweet 16, frankly, I think I'll be a bit disappointed and I'll also be a bit selfish, like as if now I have different expectations because I didn't see Auburn play this year, but they're the number four seed in the bracket and they have a really good record and they come from a good conference.
Right.
You know, so,
you know, I think last year too, in the second round, I think the expectation is that Auburn should handle business and be that team that they play. But last year, remember they played Fulham. They played like some team, like a 13th seed, had an upset in the first round. They knocked off the four seed. So it was like almost like, you know, you didn't have to go play the four seed. You played the 13 seed last year in the second round.
San Diego State.
Furman. Yeah, they played Furman. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you never know what happens in the tournament. You absolutely never, ever, ever know what could happen. Especially now, we've seen 16 seeds win.
But wouldn't it be amazing if last year San Diego State knocks off Alabama and this year, hypothetically, they go through UAB and through Auburn, San Diego State will be the rival to the entire state of Alabama.
I think Alabama
will want to schedule a football game with San Diego State. Seriously.
Just to shut us up. Just to shut us up.
Just to beat us down.
Dude, I watched Auburn a little bit, and I had this flashback, dude, because they have a guy on their team, Chad Baker Mazzara. Auburn does. He was an Aztec. And I loved him when he was an Aztec. I remember coming on the show. I was like, he's my favorite player. He's from the Dominican. He is athletic like crazy. And now Auburn's got that kid. And I was like, that would be crazy because I think he ended up transferring. Something happened. I don't remember the story. He ended up transferring to like a state school in Florida. And now he worked his way back to Auburn, to SEC. I don't know if they won the SEC championship or not. But That should be an interesting match. Every time you have a former, imagine playing like Arizona and Keshawn Johnson again. Yeah. You know, it's always interesting.
But that's the thing is that San Diego State was always this school that got guys to transfer in. And now that the transfer portal is like this wide open, wild, wild west, not only are you getting guys that come in, but you're also getting guys that go out, you know? And it's just sort of interesting because like one of the teams this past weekend that I was following, and the only reason I was following it is because it was on Sunday, middle of the day, the Atlantic 10 championship was on CBS and it was being played by Duquesne, which is a small school in Pittsburgh. And it may have even been UAB for all I can remember. I mean, it was just on the television screen and Duquesne won the Atlantic 10. So here's Kevin Harlan on a Sunday afternoon on big CBS calling the A-10 championship
and VCU,
Virginia Commonwealth. Thank you. And so can you imagine Kevin Harlan on Sunday on CBS, Duquesne versus Virginia Commonwealth when America
that's the
was
game
like,
where the confetti fell in the first half, right?
That part.
Did you see that?
No, that part you got me. I don't have that part. Oh, but no, the only reason I remembered is because last week somebody mentioned Duquesne on the show and Brown was like, Duquesne, what are you talking about? Duquesne. And they made it into the tournament. And what's funny is they're a small school in Pittsburgh and they made it in. And my alma mater, the University of Pittsburgh, Pitt, was one of those teams that felt like they got snubbed.
Oh, a bunch of punks. All seven of those teams. Go cry. Go cry some more. Rick Pitino. I'm not going to play anymore. I'm taking my ball and going home.
Is that what Rick Pitino said? Is that what he said?
I translated it. He was talking about Nett and Jerry Palm rating and all that. And I'm like,
Well, I mean, listen, I know for me, my guys, what they were pissed about is they looked at Clemson and Virginia out of the ACC. And they're like, how did those teams make it when Pitt finished higher in the rankings in the conference than them, beat them, you know, especially on the road. So, I mean, everybody's got their gripe. I understand.
Right, but
68 teams make this tournament. If you didn't make it, you wasn't good enough. Just cut it out. Cut it out. If you didn't make it, you ain't good enough. This is the largest field in any sport known to man.
No one should have a gripe when you look at other teams in your conference and you go, wait a second, we finished fourth, they finished sixth, we beat them head to head.
You can have all the gripe in the world. I am very familiar as a Mountain West fan with gripes and the NCAA tournament, which is why I like to do victory laps when it happens to big schools. Mm-hmm. So I will say this, to then go like, you know what? We're not even going to play in the NIT. You all screwed us over so much. Like, come on, bro. Get out of here with that garbage, dude.
Now I will tell you that, like, to have an invitation to play more basketball, I personally, if I were a team that doesn't make it to the NCAA tournament and the NIT is the best I can do, I take it for this reason. Here's what I do is I say to my guys, let's just go out and win the NIT. Mm-hmm. Let's put ourselves on the radar for next year. Let's help our recruiting. But instead, these guys are like, you know what? The NIT is beneath me. I'm not playing.
If you cannot financially afford to go to the NIT, I totally understand. If you, as a head coach and an administration, don't want to take your kids to the NIT to play more basketball, no kid should ever play for you again.
Well, wait a second. Do you say the same thing that if somebody has a bowl invitation and they're like, you know what? We don't want to go play in that small bowl.
Totally different situation.
Why? Why is it different?
I totally disagree.
Why?
Because
you can spend more time practicing, you can spend more time recruiting, you can have more time on television. There's a lot of reasons why you should go to a bowl game, even if it's a crappy bowl game and it seems like it's beneath your team.
What bowl? The bowl game, winning the bowl game doesn't signify anything. If you win the NIT, that's something to hang your hat on at the end. That's something to hang your hat on at the end of the year. It's more wins.
Doesn't hang your hat on anything. The NIT is garbage.
All right. You know how many – every bowl game is garbage. What are you talking about?
I agree. No, that's why
we won the NIT.
But you never hear of – that's why I have no problem with it. I don't remember of teams being like, everybody wants to go to a bowl game.
No, I don't remember.
If a player chooses not to, like if – you know, different. That's different. Like, by the way, if someone on St. John's say, hey, I'm not going to go play in the NIT, I'd rather go do something else. Like, all right, cool. But as a team,
that's crazy.
I can remember a couple of years ago, if not most recently, Notre Dame deciding they're not going to play in a bowl game because they were shocker. Like, you know, Well, that's what I'm saying.
Same sentiment for me then. Like it's these big schools that have these egos, like, oh, I'm too good for the Idaho Potato Bowl. Well, you know, then go cry. Sorry.
Right. Win more games, bro.
Well,
listen, by the way, I understand gripes, dude, because the Mountain West should still have gripes. Yes, they got six teams in.
Yes.
But really, two of them are play-in teams? Two? Like, it's just like, that was, come on, man. Like, just give us four at that point.
All right, let's do this. Let's not get into a whole debate about stuff that's going to take us off track. Let's go to what happened yesterday at San Diego State. Alex, why don't you show us a little bit? Well, first of all, put up the bracket, if you don't mind. Start us off with where San Diego
State. And the other thing I noticed.
Or you go to Brian Dutcher if you want. Yep. Here you go. All right, here you go. All right, good.
This is the only part of the bracket that matters right now. You know, if we win some games, then I'll bring out the rest. But for San Diego State's purposes, this is the East region. UConn, the one seed here. But San Diego State, they play Friday against UAB. If they win Friday, they will play the winner of Auburn versus Yale on Sunday, also in Spokane. So interesting part about this, and Dutcher talked about it too. I don't know if you guys realize this. Final Four last year.
Mm-hmm.
Three of those teams right here. UConn, FAU, San Diego State.
Yeah. All in one bracket.
All in one bracket.
Yeah. All right, let's hear from what Coach Dutcher said. You were just about to play it.
Yep.
Seeing our name come up never gets old, and it was almost like deja vu from a year ago. Number one overall seed, Connecticut. Last year, Alabama. Five seed again. Our name's up in the first 30 seconds of the announcement. So felt good. Excited for our opportunity. UAB, I've known Andy Kenny a long time. Very good coach. Very good team. Obviously very hot right now. Winning their conference tournament. I watched them one time this year just on an evening where I turned games on and just was amazed how athletic they were, how well coached they were. And so it'll be a real challenge for us to play a very good UAB team.
All right. There's Coach Dutcher. How about some of the kids' reaction? Because it's such a relief to get it over with, you know? Like, they just, you're sitting there watching, and then all of a sudden your name comes up.
They didn't give a chance to even get warm in those seats, man. They got chosen so fast.
Spokane, Washington, where we find the five seeds.
All right.
So I will say this. I'll say this, like, just the first reaction, knowing nothing, absolutely zero about UAB yet. I'll prepare everybody by the time we get to Friday. I've seen one team this year beat San Diego State. Yeah, they have a lot of losses, but I've seen one team really go out and just beat them, and that was New Mexico. Mm-hmm. New Mexico did it twice. Like, they beat them on Saturday. San Diego State beats themselves a lot of times with their scoring droughts. And their inability to just score for large portions of a game. Mm-hmm. If they've lost, it's because they've gone on these stretches of, I can't score. It's not that they're not open. It's not that they can't find shots. It's that they just don't go in. New Mexico definitely crushed them in New Mexico. That's really it. So when you look at UAB, Auburn, UConn maybe not, because they're really good, but San Diego State has a chance to beat any team in this country. And I know a lot of teams are saying that all across the country right now, but I genuinely believe with the defense that they play and the physical tenacity that they have and the experience they have in positions that matter, San Diego State has a real chance to beat 67 of the 68 teams in the field.
And maybe it's 60, maybe it's less than that. Maybe it's, 65, but whatever it is, there's a few teams out there. But otherwise, why not? I mean, with all the experience you have, you got a shot. Hey, listen, let me do this. Is there a line yet, Alex, on the first game?
Yeah, I'll look it up. But I'm pretty sure it's 6.5.
San Diego State. 6.5-point favorite. Okay, so look, if you are going to play games during this tournament, I received what I'm showing you guys right here for those of you that are watching. I'm showing you that I received this in the mail from BetUS. So this is their bracket. I'm going to hand write in all of my picks in this bracket and attempt to win the $1 million from BetUS. Now I realize I have like no chance. Okay. But then again, nobody gave
Sandy that bracket or winning.
No, of winning. Filling out the bracket, I can do. I can do that now. But the winning, I got no shot. Here's what I would suggest you do. if you are going to play these games, like I'm going to take San Diego State to give the 6.5 points on Friday. I'm already going to tell you that I'm going to do that. I'm doing that on BetUS.com. If you have not set up an account with BetUS.com, it's super easy. Call 1-800-MY-BETUS. Or like I said, just use the website, BetUS.com. They've got a 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits, 10% gambler's insurance, which is like nobody does that. They also accept cryptocurrency, and I know Bitcoin's been hot. So if you've got some extra in your account, there's a 200% crypto sign-up bonus. And so there's a lot of reasons why now is a good time to get your account started with BetUS right in time for the March mayhem. And then when I received all this literature in the mail, I'm like, wow, these guys, they know how to find me. And there's a lot of information on here too, man. A lot of info. So I'm going to fill it out. I'm going to try and win $1 million. Don't give myself much chance, but that's where I'll be playing is BetUS and BetUS.com. All right.
Haven't filled out a bracket yet. I need to do that.
Yeah, me too.
I'll probably do. I'll give it to Morgan. She won me my bracket last year.
Well, so. What's the play-in game tomorrow? That's tomorrow night, right? In Dayton. Mm-hmm. In that, did you say there's two Mountain West Conference teams that right. are going to be so playing
tomorrow? Wagner against Howard, the 3:40, and Colorado State against Virginia at 6:10.
Colorado State versus Virginia. So one Mountain West team is in the play-in. Colorado
tomorrow,
State.
And tomorrow. Then Wednesday, Boise State.
Okay, so there's games. There's two games Tuesday night. There's two games Wednesday night.
Correct, and then the tournament Jeez. Thursday.
Wow. Okay. Hey, we're just underway. We're just getting going. It's Monday, and we got a ton to get to. This is Kaplan. Monday afternoon, it's Kaplan and crew with Grande and the Brown Man. And as always, we come to you from the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. What is up, great friends in San Diego, our home base, everybody in Orange County, LA, and up north to Grande's hometown, the NAR, the 805, and even beyond. And to all of our listeners, by the way, who go up into the Central Coast, into San Luis Obispo, by the way, get ready, man, because I'm going to be starting to become a regular up in SLO. This weekend, guys, my daughter, Julia, decided, you know what, Dad? I don't know that we need to go to Colorado State and visit Colorado State. I think I'm ready to just say I want to go to SLO. And after getting into Cal Poly SLO last week, yesterday, she's like, I think I'm ready to just commit to SLO. And she went on to the website and she said, bang, I'm going. And she was so stoked, too, because yeah. You know what it was? Tell me.
She's like, I can't go to a school that's a play-in school. I didn't even make the bracket, dude. Come on.
Be going to know Colorado State. Did it.
Colorado yeah. State.
Yeah. But she was, she works at this little ice cream shop in Encinitas, and right next door to the ice cream shop is a Blenders. They got the perfect location. There's a Blenders store right here. The ice cream shop is right here in the middle. And then there's a weed shop, literally a weed shop right next door. So think about that combination. It's like you could go in to get your weed from this weed shop, theoretically. Then you can go get some ice cream because you're like, I'm going to need something. And then you're like, I need to get some glasses too because I got to cover them up. And she was stoked because she had gotten yesterday that 50% sale. Alex, I think you said you bought some in the 50% sale, didn't you?
I bought four pairs. I bought two for my sister and then two blue lenses for me because I got three pairs of sunglasses. So I'm Gucci on those. So I got two pairs of the blue lights that Browner has to make me look smart. And then I got two sunglasses for my sisters. So, yeah, I ordered four.
I got to get some of the blues. And I swear to you, I walked into the store yesterday, the Blender store in Encinitas, like I normally do on the weekends. I just stop in to see what's going on. Dude, it was so packed. Tommy was sending me videos from the Blender store in Pacific Beach, packed like it was Mardi Gras in the store. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you tell people you're giving them 50% off on sunglasses, people go in and buy four or five pairs of glasses. And that's what my daughter did yesterday. So she went into Blenders, bought some new glasses, went next door to the ice cream shop. I came busting in to say, hey, what's going on? She's like, you know what, Dad? I think I'm just ready to say we're going to Cal Poly. So to all of our listeners on the radio on 1090 up in SLO, A, buy your Blenders, use our promo code Kaplan to save 20%. And B, I'll see you up there because I'm coming up in early April to go check the joint out.
Where do you keep all your glasses?
I have them sitting on my desk over here, you know.
What about you, Alex?
I have a closet where near my entrance where there's keys, wallet, sunglasses.
What about you,
Brian? I'm new to the sunglass game. I only really had one real pair of sunglasses worth their weight my entire life. Mm-hmm. And I protected those things like a small baby because they got a camera in them. So now I got these other non-camera sunglasses, and I don't know how to treat them.
Let me tell you, you know what? It's funny you say that because I have two pairs of blenders that I always keep in like the little bag that they mm-hmm. come in, you know, because you can use that bag to clean the lenses.
Clean them, yeah.
And then I have one pair in particular that I kind of keep out, and I put them on top of my hat, and I just, they're always out and about. So they kind of get beat up a little bit. And then I have another pair that I always keep in a box, in the box, in the bag, and I keep it in my backpack. So, you know, I'm just,
I've learned the hard way to use that a lot, like use either the bag or a case, because the moment there's a scratch in front of your pupil, right, it's over, dude. Yeah, it's over. Though you might as well throw those in the garbage.
I know, but that's the beauty of blenders is like, A, the lenses are amazing. They're polarized. The quality is super high. But if by chance you break them, you lose them, whatever, you know, you probably spent like $60 on them after like you use our promo code versus a pair of Ray-Bans that you bought in the mall for $300 that you scratch them or you lose them, you're pissed.
Yeah.
You know, so check them out. Blenders Eyewear. BlendersEyewear.com and use our code Kaplan to save 20% unless you went out this past weekend and saved 50% in the stores. All right, let me throw a couple of things at you guys and then let's decide which direction we want to go. Okay, look. Browners quarterback, Justin Fields. I honestly did not think there was a trade market for the kid. I didn't. And apparently there wasn't.
There wasn't.
Right, because the Steelers got him for free for all intent and purposes. I mean, people are making it seem like Justin Fields isn't a good quarterback. He is a good, young, up-and-coming quarterback who has been on a very bad team with very bad coaching in what has been a very bad organization. To me, I'm not giving up on Justin Fields yet. It's the same thing I was saying last year about Zach Wilson, and everybody ridiculed me. Zach Wilson, I'm not saying he's going to be a great NFL quarterback at all. I'm just saying that he's on a bad Jets team, and that has been a traditionally bad organization. So when everybody goes all in on Aaron Rodgers and now Zach Wilson has to be your starter again on a bad team, why would things change? Justin Fields is going to get an opportunity to go to a great organization and play for a really, really good coach, assuming, by the way, he plays. I was surprised that when they made the trade for him, not only did they have to give up so little to get him, but I was also surprised that Russell Wilson on a 1 year like minimum deal already seems to be anointed the starter for the Steelers. I personally would have a competition. And if I had to handicap the competition, I would take Justin Fields over Russell Wilson. So I'll ask you guys, is that a place where we want to start? Or I'll throw another option your way.
No, Alex is shaking his head.
Let's just do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Browner, I got to ask you what you thought of Fields being traded. Number one. Number two, for so little. And three, can we now officially say John Browner, Pittsburgh Steeler fan? Because you said you were going to follow. There it is right there. It's down on the corner of the screen for those of you watching. Steeler logo, John Browner, Steelers fan. You said when he gets moved, you're following him and your fandom goes with Fields because you feel like he got screwed over by the Bears. What do you say, Slim?
I already asked about what's the application process to become a Steeler fan. I was told just to get a terrible towel, but I'm still looking into more of the steps. But I'm in. 50% Steeler fan.
I'm going to tell you what you need to do. I'm going to tell you what you need to do right away. You need to learn a song. It goes like this. It goes,
Here we go.
Steelers. Here we go. Pittsburgh's going down to Super Bowl. You have to learn that song. No, it's real. And a terrible towel. You need to know who created the terrible towel.
Some man, I'm sure.
Yeah, his name was Myron Cope. He was an all-time legend in Pittsburgh.
Shout out to Myron.
I do want to say, Browner, like if there is one team that I'm like, man, Browner's got no connection. The vibe is not him. He is so not Pittsburgh. Like that is the team where I was like, damn, dude. Makes sense for Fields. That's rough for because if I play you the Here We Go song, you might not ever turn on the TV.
Here we go. Steelers. Yeah. Here we go.
It's bad, dude.
Here, you want to hear it? Do you want to hear the song or not?
No.
Yeah, you do.
I don't think I can play it. I don't know, but it's
Pittsburgh,
I can play like
going down to Super Bowl.
Like this can't be. I don't want to hear. It can't be a real song.
It's for real.
Awful.
No, it's real.
All right, here.
You know how
I got 10. I got 10 seconds before.
Go. No.
All right, you know what? It kind of reminds me of the Padres song. What was
no,
that?
Don't yeah. you dare! Yeah.
No, it was. No, it reminds me of the
nothing
Padres.
Is worse than that.
What was that guy?
That's yeah. what's in.
That's yeah. what's in.
I know. Yeah. How dare you, no, sir? No, how dare you? That is the epitome of never be played again.
Yeah. No, first of all, how dare you for bringing that back in my memory?
That's what's in.
I'm now mad at you for that.
Oh God. Oh, look, man. I think that the market basically told you what he was worth. What I would say about that is the market is wrong all the time in that sport. Again, Lamar Jackson had no suitors. So I think where he's going is perfect for him. I love Mike Tomlin. I don't know what Mike Tomlin's future looks like, but if you're putting him in a place that is stable and it has great coaching, which is what he needs, he's in the perfect spot. So I think they said Russell Wilson is the starter because they made him a promise. Hey, man, you could be the starter. And that's apparently why Kenny Pickett got mad. And then they traded Kenny Pickett, according to reports. So I think if Justin Fields can't beat out Russell Wilson, then that tells me all I need to know, because this is a very neutral situation he's going into. He's not favorite because he's some high draft pick. I mean, he's making more money than Russell Wilson, but that's whatever at this point because it's such small dollars between two quarterbacks. But if you ask me, if he can't beat out Russell Wilson, then, you know, it is what it is. And I'm a fan regardless of what happens because I've seen the talent. I've seen it. I know he's good. I know he's a starter. Hell, I know he's better than Russell Wilson. So whenever he gets on the field, he will get a chance to show that. So I'm 50% Steeler, 25% Bear, 25% Charger.
I would say this, you know, as far as naming Russell Wilson the starter, which was the report last week, I think you're right. I think that the Steelers were probably like, listen, we're going to bring you in, and Kenny Pickett is all we have on the roster, and Mason Rudolph. Neither of these guys are starters right now.
Correct.
So you're the starter, Russ. And then Kenny Pickett gets traded to the Eagles. I saw earlier today, maybe he had a press conference. It might have been this morning, for all I know. And Kenny Pickett has his press conference in Philadelphia where he'll be the backup to Jalen Hurts, and he's going to have to work his way back like other guys. And will he? To be honest with you, I kind of doubt it. I don't really think Kenny Pickett is a starting quarterback in the NFL, but he'll have his chance. I mean, presuming that, you know, as a backup quarterback to a player, you know, like Jalen Hurts, he'll probably find a chance to play. And then you have to do what, like Marcus Mariota had opportunities. You're a top level pick.
Lots of them.
And you haven't been able to work your way back. Carson Wentz, another guy, you're a top level pick. You're a starter. All of a sudden, nobody thinks you're as good anymore. You have to find a way to work your way back in. If you can be a backup quarterback in the NFL for 10 years, 12 years, believe me, you made a lot of money and probably put a lot less wear and tear on your body. So do what you got to do. But Arthur Smith, who is the new offensive coordinator of the Steelers, was the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. I would say, not that I know him to be like this great, great, great offensive coordinator, but at least you're going to a place now where there's stability in the organization. There's a Super Bowl champion head coach. He feels like he's built himself a nice coaching staff. I think Justin Fields could be the quarterback of the future for the Steelers, and in particular in that division where you need a dynamic quarterback.
Correct.
I think Justin Fields, you're getting him so cheap, it's worth kicking the tires on. And I'm with you, man. Russell Wilson. I just can't believe Russell Wilson would be the starter over him.
It's fascinating to get answers outside of the show that like just confirm what we've been saying, as opposed to the top left screen. Justin Fields ain't that good. Like, I mean, he's just not. Like, you know, like I know we can throw we can throw out stats and we can throw out, but there's other things that go into being a football quarterback. You know, there's other things that we don't get to see and hear specifics, like how he is in the locker room, how he handles film, how he can run an offense. Does he have the high football IQ to do this and that and that? So I just think that economically, Russell Wilson is the starting quarterback, because as soon as he finishes 51% of the snaps, Justin Fields is going to be in that lineup. because they don't want to give up a fourth round pick for Justin Fields. They'll give up a sixth round pick for Justin Fields. But week nine comes around and Russ and they're 4-6, you know, whatever the math is. Yeah, Justin, come on in. You're now only cost us a sixth round pick. You're the quarterback of the future. I think that is what the trade was. If Fields plays more than 51% of the snaps, it becomes a fourth round pick, which is why I think he's not the starter, which is why Russell Wilson is the starter, in my opinion.
Let me say this. The one thing that no one ever questioned throughout his time in Chicago about what Justin Fields was a hard worker, a guy who knew who was a professional through and through. Everybody in that locker room loved him. His problem was they gave him Luke Getsy as the first-time play caller who didn't know what the hell he was doing. And I don't know Luke Getsy. Luke Getsy might be really good at it at another spot, but he was trying to force Justin Fields to play in a way that wasn't to his talent. You gave him a defensive head coach who damn near lost the locker room. And before that, you gave him Matt Nagy, who had one foot out the door. So I hear what you're saying, Alex. And from a league perspective, it might look that way. But when he plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers, I cannot wait.
Well, I said this to you, and this shouldn't – I did always question – because you always just slam the coaching and the play calling.
Absolutely.
And you Absolutely. That was always your and the fan base of Chicago. They did the same thing. Mm-hmm. But why couldn't we just question, like, maybe they're running these plays because he's not capable of running a more explosive, dynamic offense. Like, you – like, just saying. Like, why can't that be a possibility?
That's a very fair question. We will find out when the Raiders play what their quarterback does.
Well, I think the other thing we'll find out is look at the Steelers. I mean, so Kenny Pickett, for example. I mean, the things that we were saying about Justin Fields is what most people are saying about Kenny Pickett.
That's true.
Right?
That's
right? True. He can't play. And if you look last year in the middle of the season, the Steelers fired their offensive coordinator. And at the end of the year, they fired their offensive coordinator and they hired a new offensive coordinator. So is it purely the player? Is it in part the coaching? I would say this. Based on what I saw out of Justin Fields in Chicago, I certainly am not ready to give up on that guy. If you told me right now I had the choice between Justin Fields, Kenny Pickett, and Wilson, the kid from the Jets, I'll take Justin Fields all day long. Me too. But those are three first-round quarterbacks who have all, you know,
Jones in there. Throw Mac Jones in there because now he's a backup. Throw the kid who's the backup in Dallas now.
Lance.
Throw him
Here's the thing about Kenny Pickett for me. I think of all the quarterbacks that were involved in the Steelers thing, you know, whether it be Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, whoever else was there, nobody came off worse than Kenny Pickett. Because Kenny Pickett, by all reports, was told, you have the chance to compete for the starting job against Russell Wilson. And he, by all reports, not just one dude, multiple reports, they said, okay, I'm cool with that. Let's do it. So they bring in Russell Wilson. And then as soon as he shakes Russell Wilson's hand, he's like, you know what? Never mind. I don't want to be here no more. Trade me. So they trade him to a place where he has zero chance of playing unless Jalen Hurts gets hurt.
But so many players feel like their egos get involved. They feel disrespected.
If you play that bad, you shouldn't have an ego.
I totally agree. I can't disagree with that.
And this is my last. Let me give me 30 seconds on the Chicago Bears as an organization in my 35.
Well, good, because I want to transition this conversation to what happens next.
Because the Chicago Bears have done themselves another disservice. You should have fired the head coach at the end of the season if you were going to get rid of Justin Fields. If you knew you were getting rid of him, you should have gotten rid of the head coach. And this has been the cycle of dysfunction that they've always done. Matt Eberflus is not the guy who should be in charge of Caleb Williams' future. He shouldn't be. And now here you are again, putting a guy who does not need to be in charge of a rookie quarterback in a must-win situation. It's bad all around, and here we go again.
Well, wait a second. So I want to talk about this Caleb Williams part of it, because this is the next part of the story is Caleb Williams is going to wind up being drafted number one overall. He's going to go to Chicago. Why would you not start him right away? You have a team that went 7-9 a year ago, and so you're just going to replace one quarterback with the next quarterback. We drafted him number one overall. We might as well start him right away. And here's what's going to happen to Caleb Williams. A year from now, if Matt Eberflus is going to get fired, which I think he will, then they're going to have to start all over with a new head coach and a new offensive coordinator. And then guess what happens? Then it takes a year or two. And now we're 4 years into Caleb Williams' career. And everybody's like, he ain't that good.
Well, this is what I would say that Mitch Trubisky, this is what happened to Justin Fields, and that's what's going to happen to Caleb Williams. That's why he shouldn't go there.
The biggest difference is that this team is ready to win now.
Yeah, but is a rookie quarterback? Well, we found out last year in Houston it could happen.
It could happen. And it's not Matt Eberflus' responsibility, which is why I always say you got to hire offensive head coaches in 2024. I've been saying that for years. Shane Waldron sucked out every single juice he could out of Geno Smith. Like, Shane Waldron is from the Sean McVay quarterback tree, like our coaching tree. You know, Shane Waldron was many years in LA, went to Seattle, made Geno Smith look competent. Now he's got DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet, who's the top five tight end now. You got DeAndre Swift and Caleb Williams. And I think that the situation offensively, that's as good as a situation you can come in as a rookie quarterback. Like,
okay,
that's as good as you can come in. That is as good as it can happen.
I know we don't have a lot of time. Shane Waldron had weapons in Seattle. What was Seattle's record?
They made the playoffs with him.
And so why was he available if he was so awesome?
Because they had a coaching change over there. They changed.
And he didn't get the job if he's so awesome with DK Metcalf. And who's the other? They always got good running backs in Seattle. You had DK Metcalf, and they have another top flight wide receiver whose name is escaping me. I'm just telling you.
I don't blame Seattle for not hiring Shane Waldron as their head coach, but I do question Shane Waldron as a first time, his offense, his play calling. I question it for Caleb Williams.
Not his first time.
Wasn't he co-offensive coordinator with Seattle?
Who was he?
Let's look that up. Let's look that up just to be clear. Hey, let me have one quick second, though, to mention Prize Picks. And the reason is because, Alex, you pointed it out to me. So they're giving you a gift on Caitlin Clark. Mm-hmm. And it's like all she has to do is score half of a basket in Iowa's first round game in the NCAA tournament, which is not until Saturday. So that's an automatic. That's just a gift from Prize Picks. Now I got to figure out what I want to put it together with. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look into darts because they usually don't play like so often. So I can maybe like wait it out for the rest of the week. Here's what I want everybody to do. As we get ready for the tournament and we're going to be talking a lot of college basketball around here, make sure you get a Prize Picks account. Download the Prize Picks app, use our code GREATFRIENDS, and they'll match your first deposit 100% up to $100. So you put in 100, they put in 100, you've got 200. You can use Apple Pay right on your phone to make that move. And then we're going to be playing as the tournament goes on. So, listen, between the NBA, the NHL, I love the way they put those specials together. League of Legends, darts. I mean, you name it, you can play it on Prize Picks. So download that Prize Picks app. All right, we'll figure that Shane Waldron part of this story out.
I'm seeing full offensive coordinator.
Okay. All right. So then I stand corrected. See how easy that is, Brown? Stick around, everybody. This is Kaplan and
Crow. Wow.
Hey, great friends, calling a quick halftime update here. So me and Browner and Alex have been spending a lot of time, believe it or not, over the weekend trying to work on the Great Friends cruise that is happening on Saturday, March 30th. And as you can imagine, with only the three of us, it's Browner's responsibility to handle it. And me and Alex have other things we got going on, but we're also a part of it. Not easy. It's not easy putting the whole thing together. But I will tell you this, and by the way, I've gotten a lot of people that have taco guys for me. So I plan on doing that because I don't want Joe and I don't want Bonnie to have to sit there and barbecue and spend all this money. We'll take care of it. But I just want to say this, when you come, gosh, I hope you guys are buying and wearing the Kaplan and Crew merch. You know, I could have Fat Tony produce a ton of hoodies and bring them and, he could sell them there and he could make the money himself, which would be great. But for now, and Alex, I know, keep an eye on when we have specials or when there's like savings going on, but make sure if you're one of the 70 some odd people that are planning on coming with us, you got to have some Kaplan and Crew merch to get on the boat. I'm not saying it's a requirement. I'm just saying it would be really awesome because I see us taking a lead. Is it a requirement?
Why not?
It should be. I mean, you should rock the gear. I mean, it really would be cool if you were wearing a Kaplan and Crew hoodie. It's going to get cold. And it would be awesome if we have a picture of 70 people all wearing Kaplan and Crew gear. How awesome would that be?
Or blenders, too.
And blenders would be.
Or both.
Both would be fantastic. So just go to our website, kaplanandcrew.com, and check out the merch shop. It's all there for you. So check that out. All right, listen. That's really all I wanted to say at halftime. Let's get back to it. All right, everybody. Yo, it is Monday afternoon. It's Kaplan and crew with Grande and the Brown Man. If you're just getting with us, we started with San Diego State basketball, making it to the NCAA tournament in as a five seed. And credit to the Mountain West, because I want to say of all the conferences in college basketball, did the Mountain West have the third most number of teams in the tournament? Okay, here you go, Alex. Alex has it up for us right now.
Second most, rather.
So the Big 12 and the SEC both have eight, and the Big 10 and the Mountain West both have six.
Mm-hmm.
And comparing that to the Pac-12, only four. And the old school Big East, only three. Yeah. And by the way, some interesting stories. We'll get to them as the week goes on. Did you guys hear the story about the coach from Long Beach State? Did you guys happen to hear that story?
Yeah.
This guy, I think his name is Dan Monson. And as I recall, I'd have to go way back into my archives here, but like 25 years ago, I want to say Dan Monson may have been the coach maybe at Gonzaga and maybe went to Minnesota. Like it was one of those kinds of deals. Like he was at a coach of a school that was on the rise. And then he took like a big time job, at a big conference. He went to Minnesota, right?
Yeah. Gonzaga to Minnesota.
Hey, I got it right. I can't believe it. Gonzaga to Minnesota. So he's at Long Beach State. And before the Big West tournament, the school and Monson, he's been there 17 years. Nobody even knows he's there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like coaching at USD. Like you're Steve Lavin and nobody even knows you're coaching at USD.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dan Monson, who's been at Gonzaga, been at Minnesota, he's been at Long Beach State 17 years. Him and the school decide before the tournament starts, we're done. This isn't going anywhere. He's been there 17 years. They haven't won anything. They're not seriously committed to basketball. Let's part ways. Let's go in a different direction, right? Guy wins the Big West tournament. They're in the NCAA tournament. So.
Yeah, dude.
Good.
This is what a great way to go out, man. What a great way to go out. Hey, 17 years is a long time, man.
It is.
17 years is a long time.
And right, but
this is their first appearance in like 12 years in the tournament. So clearly they've been mediocre at best. So, what a great way to go. Win it for the coach.
There's something in the room when you're playing for the coach. There's something a little extra in you when you know this is last one. There's some seniors in that room. They're going to give you everything they got because we all going out together. We all going out on the sort together. So there's a little something extra in it for everybody when it does that. So I'm not shocked by that.
As far as the Mountain West, here you go, dude. Some call it disrespected, i.e. being me, because they put two teams in the play-in. But number five, SDSU against UAB. Utah State got that could be wrong. I think they got an 8 seed, but they're playing TCU. Number 10, Nevada's taking on number 7, Dayton. And number 11, New Mexico, who won the Mountain West tournament, who was one of the teams that took a spot probably from a Big East team. They are taking on Clemson. And then Colorado versus Boise State on Wednesday and Colorado State versus Virginia tomorrow.
So you mentioned Colorado real quick. I'm going to get to the Padres. But Colorado, I was looking this up earlier today. Colorado, Washington State, who are the four teams from
Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
And
who's the fourth team?
Or do they get out
from the? I was just looking this up. The four, because I'm looking at my brackets right now. The fourth team from the Pac-12. Colorado is in the play-in.
Oregon.
Why? So USC and UCLA. I mean, not that USC was going anywhere. They weren't very good. But you know, Bronny James. You figure that young man's so good, he's going to be in the NBA like right away. He carried USC to the NCAA tournament. Yeah. USC and UCLA not making it in. Amazing. UCLA more so than USC, but amazing. Neither listen, Long Beach
man,
State.
Why can't you just let that young man play out his college career?
Sorry, Dad. I'm just looking. So St. Mary's, Long Beach State. I'm just trying to look at schools that have like where I don't even know where is St. Mary's. Where is that? It's in California somewhere. I'm not really sure where it is. But they play in the,
Bay Area Liberal Arts School.
Is that where they are up there?
That's what it says.
Yeah. I mean, Long Beach State is the school that is carrying the flag for LA college basketball.
Yeah, baby. Right. No, I take that. You got to take that back. Cause the mega market San Diego State is.
Okay. Got it. Well, and plus San Diego State, you know, at one time with their LA ties, you know, having played their home football games.
The Home Depot Center.
Right. All right, well, there you go. All right, let me turn our attentions to the Padres because this week the Padres will officially start their season against the Dodgers in Korea. And I mentioned this to you guys last week that they were playing four games in total, two against the Dodgers and two, I guess, are just, you know, exhibitions, not that they count in the standings, but I mean, exhibitions against Korean teams. I haven't followed a lot of it, at least through the first part of the week, but I did see yesterday that, because they must be televising these games, because I saw Jackson Merrill hit a liner as a left-handed hitter, take one the opposite direction down the left field line, which, you know, I just saw the highlight on Twitter. So let's
starting center fielder Jackson Merrill, by the way, according to MLB Network's John Morosi, it is official. He has won the job. He will be your starting shocker. He will be. I love when national guys are like, it's official. Like, yeah, dude, we know. No one else has been playing center field, dude. Like, we know. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. So Jackson Merrill will be your starting center fielder on Wednesday morning at 3 a.m.
Okay. Wednesday morning, 3 a.m.
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah. I'm not going to be watching that.
Why? You know what? I think because you two are so anti, I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to wait.
Why would you? No, man, because then you're going to be sleepy on the show.
I know, but it'll be worth it because I got up for it.
Will it?
You know what? Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I got up 2 weeks ago to watch Man U play against Everton at 4:30 in the morning.
I've gotten up
at 4 a.m. to watch an F1 race. I could do it for the Padres.
Let me help you, sir. Let me help you. You're going to wake up. When you wake up to watch these soccer matches, you know what you are? You fired up to watch these matches because there's a lot of action in the game. You can see things moving.
A lot of times I fall asleep on the couch.
And so here's what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
You're going to fall asleep.
But at least I can.
You won't make it to the third inning.
I'll get up. I'll go to the living room. I'll turn on ESPN. And I'll lay on the couch. And it'll be it'll be like white noise from my.
I'm going to do the same thing. I think I'm going to set my alarm for like 2:58. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to wake up. I'm going to turn on the TV. I'm going to have ESPN. Yeah. I'm going to watch the first pitch and maybe even the first inning. And Browner, then I'm going to fall back asleep.
Let me help you, Browner. When you leave the club at 2 a.m., you go to Jack in the Box. You get yourself a late night munchie meal, and you don't go to sleep when you're eating it. You just watch the game. You're already up, dude.
My dog, if this game was on Saturday, you have a plan. We'd be talking about this. But what I'm going to do, okay, I'm going to DVR the thing at 3. Wake up at 7 and watch it, and no one will be worse for wear because I didn't see it. Ain't nobody else done seen it but me.
But you're not going to live tweet it? You're not going to like live tweet your reaction?
I'm not in that life. I'm not in that life, man. The one thing I despise is the live tweet. I can't.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay.
Watch the game, dog. Watch the game. Watch the game, man.
Anyways, I'm excited. I am excited for the baseball season.
The game's too slow to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I think I'm just my brain is wired for European sports, dude. It is what it is. That's what I do.
All right. I respect.
I'm used to waking up and having an intense game on my TV on a ridiculous hour of the morning. I'm used to it.
This ain't going to be intense. What are you talking about? This is the first game of the season.
This is Dodgers Padres. This is Shohei Ohtani's debut. This is Yu Darvish facing his countryman, Shohei Ohtani, dude.
Already.
We're talking about the number 12 prospect in all of baseball, Jackson Merrill, playing starting center fielder for the San Diego Padres. We're talking about a $300 million third baseman, a $285 million second baseman, a gold glove shortstop, a platinum glove winning $340 million right fielder, and we're talking about a journeyman left fielder. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, we're talking about Luis Campusano who's going to get the chance to be the all-time or the full-time starting catcher.
I was going
to
say, wait,
this is
full-time.
Right. You didn't wake up to watch. You don't even like Jackson Merrill. You ain't waking up to watch him. Get out of here.
Well, now that he's a starter. Now he's a starter. I'm all
change
in.
Change your mind?
Yeah, all I'm all in.
Okay. Hey, so go to there's some Padres headlines here as we get ready to start these first two games. The first one is, Alex already said it, you know, Jackson Merrill is a 20-year-old kid who's one of their, you know, the Padres' highest-rated prospects, one of the highest-rated prospects in all of Major League Baseball. And because he earned the opportunity during spring training, they're going to start this kid. And let's face it.
He
earned it, but they really didn't have a plan. Right. You know, the plan was give him a shot, and he took advantage of the opportunity because they did not have a legit center fielder in their spring training camp, you know, and the kid went out and earned it. I don't know that he faced tremendous competition or that somebody really pushed him, but at 20 years old, you know, you're out there balling, you know, and I love his confidence. Like, hey, why is everybody so surprised? I mean, I expect to be good. It's just baseball. It's what I do. So Jackson Merrill is going to start in center field. The new pitcher made his debut this past weekend. Yeah. Everybody's pretty psyched up about this guy, Dylan Cease. And did this debut come in Korea?
Yeah, he's okay. He went out there.
All right, so he flew over there and he got out there in time and he was able to actually get out there and pitch.
Correct.
Okay. And how'd he do?
Two innings pitched, one hit, two strikeouts, looking sharp. Feels good, he says. Feels very good compared to how he felt last year.
Okay. Other storyline is the Padres now are reportedly close.
According to USA Today's Bob Nightingale, who's hitting about what Trent Grisham hit last year, but still reporting it. the Padres are close to signing veteran outfielder Tommy Pham.
Now,
you want to big brain this thing? Like, the Padres and Tommy Pham knew they probably were going to strike a deal a long time ago, but are you allowed to travel to Korea when you've been stabbed at a strip club? Like, you know how, like, you can't, ooh, if you've had a DUI, you can't go to Canada kind of thing? Like, does he have a hit? Does Korea have travel bans for strip club altercations?
I don't know if they do.
Okay.
I'm not sure if they do.
They could.
Okay.
Well, what's the deal? If Pham signs, well, let's say Tommy Pham signs when they come back.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you guys think? You think he becomes your left fielder?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Like
knock somebody out.
Or otherwise.
I'd say him and Profar probably split it depending on who's pitching. Mm-hmm. You know, Profar takes on the right-handers. Pham takes on the left-handers. Fam, yeah.
Boy, Tommy Pham, Browner, this is exactly what you wanted, man. Because if there's a problem in this clubhouse, boy, I'll tell you what. Tommy Pham.
Right now, my dog, the Rockstar GM, might have solved his issue, okay? You got a vibes guy, and now you got a guy who, if you ain't getting along with the vibes guy, he'll get you in line guy. This is who they needed on the team this whole time, okay?
Gunslinger GM.
They need a knockout artist in there who ain't afraid of a knife. He ain't afraid of nothing sharp. Ain't no threats you can say to him in that locker room. There, he gonna be like, all right, dog, you got it, dog. You got to whoop him. Mm-hmm. And ain't nobody whooping him in there because ain't nobody whooped nobody last year. So I'm telling you right now, when he walk in, yes sir, no sir. Here's your locker, sir.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you, as far as third base goes, you mentioned, you know, the excitement around your expensive third baseman. Who's playing? A, is Manny going to hit? Is he going to be your DH?
He's going to hit.
And who's playing third in his place while he's not there?
You know, there hasn't been a national report yet to alert us who the third baseman will be.
Yeah.
So maybe when that comes out, we'll have a full answer. But tomorrow is the deadline for the Padres to cut their roster to 26, so we'll have a better idea. Rosario played yesterday at third base. And I believe who played third the other day? Let me look it up. Wade. So they have options. They have options.
Mm-hmm.
What's Wade's first name?
That's a great question, Brown.
I thought Wade was his first name. Right now. I thought his name was Wade.
Too.
It's Tyler Wade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's temporary. Manny will be back there in no time.
How long?
Will he though?
No time. You're so confident. That sounds like such a Browner thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna put me in it for?
Well, because you're always so optimistic, like, you know, as if you know something, and that's a very optimistic thing.
If the Dodgers are over here talking about, I don't know if you saw this. Oh, Otani's starting to throw, and he might play on the field this year. If Otani with Tommy John is going to play in the field this year, who he's never played in the field ever for the Angels, then Manny Machado will be at third base from a tennis elbow surgery, no problem.
Okay,
let's see if you're right. That mound, dog, got to sling that thing.
You got to sling that junt.
Slaying that thing all the way across that diamond, dog. I don't like it.
It's pretty fascinating, though, like when you watch, because last night they were playing last night. It wasn't at 3 a.m. And it is pretty fascinating to hear the Korean crowd go crazy for Ha-Seong Kim. Like, he's a freaking superstar out there, dude. He is the guy out there.
Really?
He had two dingers yesterday, too, showing out for the home crowd. They might, you know, they might extend him. They might just chuck some money to Ha-Seong Kim, dude.
Let's see what they got. Can you show us any of this from yesterday?
1-2 pitch is driven in the air to deep left field. Back goes Moon at the wall. It is gone. 1-2 pitch in the air to deep left field for Kim. Has he done it again? Yes, he has. His second home run of the day. Homer back in the second. Ha-Sung Kim returns to Korea, hits his second home run of this exhibition game.
How about that?
That's your rock star right there, Browner. Not AJ Preller.
Hey, man.
You hear that crowd? Whoa!
Maybe that's just how they cheer. That's how the cheers sound over there. We cheer different over here.
Mm. Hey, did you tell me that on Prize Picks you can now play, like, you can play games?
Baseball season's here, dude. So
okay. So what's the deal?
They do for the NBA. They have things for baseball. For the season is here. So right now, for Wednesday, Tyler Glasnow, Yu Darvish, their total strikeouts is up more or less 6 for Glasnow, 5 for Darvish. You could do total bases, first innings runs around, hits allowed, walks allowed, hits, runs, and RBIs, runs. There are plenty of options for the baseball season. Daily. I like this one right here. On Wednesday, Fernando Tatis Jr., hits, runs, and RBIs, more or less than 1.5.
Oh, I like that play a lot.
Me too.
I like that play a lot. Hits, runs, and RBIs. I mean,
he'll hit a home run, and that's 2 right there. Bang. Home run is a hit and a run.
Yeah. But I think if you put him together with Caitlin Clark and that 0.5 points on Saturday, all of a sudden you'll have half of your win, and you know she's going to get at least half a point.
You know she's going to get a point.
You know that. All right, beautiful. So now baseball on Prize Picks. Okay. Mm-hmm. Download the Prize Picks app and use our code Great Friends, and they'll match your first deposit 100% up to $100. And now let's play some baseball on Prize Picks.
Play ball.
Telling you, this weekend, my girlfriend's son was in a
Browner. So anti Padres this year. It's crazy. I feel like I'm looking in a mirror from last year.
Yo,
play ball.
I left at that. I'm not waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm not anti anything. I'm still full go on this team. You know that. Don't try to put me in that position.
Don't put baby in a corner.
I just listen. I'm not trying to start anything. It just sounds like you're totally off this team. It's just what it sounds like, man. Everything you're saying, you're like, oh, that guy, oh, this guy, oh, Merritt. Like, all you care about is Tommy Pham punching a fool.
I like what I like.
Yeah. I just remember last year how excited you were and how stoked you were and how high you were. And now, you know, you've joined the anti-Preller team. Welcome.
Thank you.
It seems like you're just not a believer in the Padres' chances this year.
I am not. Well, look what the Dodgers did.
Sure. I'm not a believer in them winning the division. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But I'm just telling you, like, you don't think the Padres can make the postseason?
Again, this team, let me be very clear. Let me be very clear on how
why don't you be clear? Why don't you be clear for us?
But very clear.
Yeah, be like really clear. Yeah. Crystal.
If it ain't a championship with this roster, this payroll, I don't care. So, yes, you made the playoffs. We've done it already. We've been there, done that. I'm looking for the championship. With this roster, with this money spent, with these players, championship. This pitching rotation, championship. I don't want to hear nothing else. So when I see what the Dodgers did, I'm a little worried.
But they do it all the time.
No, they didn't do it last year.
Here's the thing about being a Dodger fan and supporting the Dodgers this year. Here's the thing about that. If you win 120 baseball games, if you break the record for most wins in a regular season and don't win the World Series, like, that's a failure. Like, the only thing that matters and the only thing that counts for the Dodgers is winning a World Series. And that's it. So it doesn't matter what they do during the regular season. They can win the division again. They could sweep every single team. They can go 162-0, and it won't matter. It really will not matter unless they win a World Series.
Why can't we have that same expectation?
You had it last year.
I'm talking about right now. Why can't we have that expectation now? World Series or nothing?
Because I think we all live in reality.
Yeah, I mean, why would you have a World Series or nothing attitude when you've not been to a World Series? And then, you know, you keep coming back to with this roster. I mean, I don't think anybody was really excited about this roster going into spring training other than – and mostly because they were excited about it a year ago and then it didn't really play out. So, and I think that, if anything, that everybody's gotten excited about the Padres roster now because of the addition of Dylan Cease Whereas going into the spring training, everybody's like, well, Manny's still hurt and Xander's moving position and Kim is now playing over here and Cronenworth's only okay. And his bat certainly fell apart last year. So I don't know why we would have that sort of expectation. I will tell you this, though, just real quick, just one last thing on Prize Picks. This past weekend, I was trying to play. You guys know the video game Counter-Strike?
No.
Does anybody, you know, League of Legends?
Heard it.
All these games, you can play video gamers on Prize Picks. And I, this past weekend, my girlfriend's son was in a big like tournament in Philadelphia and he was playing this Counter-Strike and I was trying to make plays on him in Prize Picks. It's unbelievable. They came in, they got to the final four and they lost to the eventual champion. Okay. So they did pretty good though.
Did you cash out on them?
I did not. But you can play Counter-Strike on Prize Picks. You can play what's Valorant. Valorant? Is that what it's called? You play. Listen, it's amazing what you can do on Prize Picks. All right, stick around. Coming up, it's that time of the year. Yes, it's tournament time. Yes, it's time for bracketology, but it's time for the Browner Hot Take Brackets, and we'll launch it coming right back. All right, great friends. Yo, it's Monday afternoon here on Kaplan and Crew. We've been talking San Diego State and the NCAA basketball tournament. We've been talking about Justin Fields being traded to Browner's new team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. We've been talking about the Padres getting set now for the first two games of the season in Korea at 3 o'clock in the morning against the Dodgers. So we've been kind of all over the place here on a Monday. And now we're going to get to what you've all been waiting for, which is, yes, it's tournament time. Yes, it's bracketology time. Here today from the 7 Mile Casino Studios, it is time to launch the Browner Hot Take Bracket Sweet 16 as provided by Joe Rigby. And listen, Joe sits around with us all year long. He listens to the shows. He takes notes. He creates a spreadsheet. He sends it all to Alex. And Alex, you tell me before we get to the 16, how many Browner Hot Takes were there to choose to narrow down to 16?
So Rigby asked me how many I wanted, and I was like, give me anywhere from 20 to 30, and then I'll go down from there. But so there was about 25 to 30 hot takes. Now, I'll act like a committee member because I am the only committee member along with Joe Rigby. The field this season is weak. Browner has 100% toned down the hot takes. It was a little disappointing field this year, but there is some good ones. Now, do I have 16 incredible hot takes? I don't think so. I do have 16 takes. Would you consider them all hot? I don't know. We're about to figure it out. So, unlike the committee, there's transparency here this year. I am not going to go and be like, this is what I'm doing, 1 through 16. The bracket's already done. I feel like because the field isn't, like, there isn't a clear-cut winner, like, we've had some doozies, right? But because this year I feel like it is very open, I want clear transparency. So I thought it would be a good exercise for the three of us to look at all 16 takes and we rank them 1 through 16 together.
Okay. I like this idea. I do. One thing I want to remind everybody is about one of our partners here, and that's Mushroom Life and their coffee, Life Brew. Okay. If you buy Life Brew right now, Life, L-Y-F-E, lifebrew.com, and you use our promo code K-Life, K-L-Y-F-E, K-Life 20, you'll save 20% on this mushroom coffee. Now, a lot of people get kind of scared off when they hear mushrooms. They're like, what am I going to get? Like, oh, am I going to trip out? Am I going to get really super high? Not at all. These mushrooms, and they have it on the back of the bag for you, so you understand, shiitake mushrooms, king trumpet mushrooms, lion's mane, and something called cordyceps. And they explain to you what all of the different mushrooms do for you. And so whether it's, you know, focus and clarity or anti-inflammation, or I guess people call it anti-inflammatory, like the king trumpet is something that reduces inflammation in the body. Lion's mane supports memory, focus, and nerve regeneration. Shiitake is a great source of B vitamins, including niacin and biotin. And so if you go onto this website, Life Brew, L-Y-F-E, lifebrew.com, and you order some of the Mushroom Life coffee. And by the way, you should get a subscription. They'll send it to you every month. Use the code KLIFE, K-L-Y-F-E 20, KLIFE, like Kaplan Life 20, and you'll save 20%. And Brett says he throws in a bunch of other goodies for you. So check them out. What I've been doing is I take regular coffee, and then I pour one scoop of the Mushroom Life coffee in. And I'm telling you right now, not only do you get the caffeine, but man, I'm telling you, your mind is like really hyper-focused. So check them out. I think you guys are going to like that product. I think you are.
All right,
Grande, you're going to give us the 16, and the three of us are going to go through the exercise of trying to rank 1 through 16 here on the Browner Hot Takes, okay?
I think that's what we're going to do. So here are...
Pretty disappointing, these... Browner, to find out that your hot takes weren't so good this year.
Not that they weren't so good, that they were that they're just not as hot, in my opinion.
Maybe he's been taking the Mushroom Life coffee, and he's been on anti-inflammatories, and he's been less inflammatory with his hot takes.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. How about I just read all 16, and then we'll go from there. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they are hot. Here you go. Well, we start off strong. Breakfast burritos suck. Burger King croissant, which is better. That was a take.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Barry Bonds never did steroids.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
Never been caught. Never been busted. What you mean?
Let me ask you a question. Have you seen Barry Bonds lately?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen him.
You should look him up. You should look him up. He weighs about 140 pounds now.
So do many athletes once they retire?
Not like this sort of drastic weight loss.
You see Vince Wilfork?
No, how much does he weigh?
Thin man.
You got to show him to me.
All right. I'll help you out. Link. Go ahead.
Send me a link.
John Browner would rather have Xander Bogaerts over Mike Trout, not Trout. Okay.
Not Mike Trout.
More productive.
Xander Bogaerts over Mike Trout.
It was a mistake. Extending Manny Machado.
That I agree with.
Facts. That okay.
All right. But by the way, I want you to know something. You and me may agree, Browner, but it's amazing to me how people in San Diego love Manny Machado. You know, that one year that he didn't have Tatis, he didn't have Bogaerts, and he carried them to that win over the Dodgers and that season, people love him, you know? And kids love him. Like, you see these little kids, and I was in an airport, and I met this family and this little kid, and I'm like, oh, cool glasses. He's like, yeah, these are the Manny Machados. And I'm like, oh, you like Manny Machado? He's like, yeah, why? I'm like, nah.
Because I don't. I
hate on you, kid. On you.
Okay, here's another one. Zach Wilson can do exactly what Brock Purdy does.
By the way, if Brock Purdy were the quarterback of the Chicago Bears, you know how bad everybody would think he is? If Justin Fields was a quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, how different would his life be?
This one may not get a lot of votes, but I do remember the conversation being hilarious. Billionaires give sex positions as gifts. Now, I don't know if that's a take, but I do remember that conversation being absolutely hysterical.
What did that mean?
That billionaires don't give each other gifts. They get awarded sex positions instead.
They give sex positions as gifts? They don't get them? They give them.
It's a power dynamic thing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, like, I don't think that will get votes, but I do like it. This is my favorite. John Browner does not yell.
I don't.
You don't yell, huh? You don't yell? Really? You don't get all upset about the most meaningless things on the planet?
I'm expressive. It's called passion. I'm expressive.
Kevin Hart is not funny.
I'm not the only person who says that.
I know, but he does sell out arenas. So some people think that's a hot take.
I saw Kevin Hart 2 summers ago at the Del Mar. It was actually last summer at the Del Mar Fair. And that's a tough venue to play, boy. That is a tough-ass venue to play. And he knocked him dead, crushed him.
Right. CJ Stroud ain't that good. He'd rather have Justin Fields.
Still true.
That's a little hotter. It's a little hotter now.
Yeah, it's a little hotter right now. Yeah, true.
This is a newer one. Jim Harbaugh is better than Andy Reid as a coach.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Will be proven.
This was my personal
favorite. I hope that one wins so that he never says that ever.
This is my personal favorite. Mustaches are stupid. And he said it while he had one. Yeah. Shohei Ohtani will flop with the Dodgers. That's a hot take.
Mark it down.
The swag chain is the best team celebration in all of baseball.
True. Still holds true.
Yeah.
They need to bring it back.
Yeah, it's so true that they gave up on it.
Right. As someone that worked in a restaurant, this one infuriates me. Parents shouldn't clean up after their kids in restaurants. I believe the exact quote was, what you get paid for, or something like that.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? Yeah. See, that's not a hot take. That's common sense.
Yeah, but I'm surprised. Like, now that I look at the list, I'm surprised there's nothing on there about, like, how Browner is now on the team no tip. You know, he doesn't tip anybody. Man, yeah. I come in here, you're supposed to make me that sandwich.
I don't think that that's a hot take. That's why I think a lot of people agreed with it.
Yeah.
That's common.
Taylor Swift is a 5.
Facts. Still. Holding strong.
And
that will not win. I'll tell you right now. That will not win, brother. That will not win.
Well, here's the thing is, like, you know, in the final one, a hot dog for breakfast is okay.
Easy.
So here's the deal. Like, a lot of times I feel like I've put really good takes against each other early and they get eliminated early.
Yeah.
So I think it's up to us to really seed this thing. Like, which one stands out the most? Like, what's the hottest take of the year?
Y'all missed my hottest take. LeBron is on steroids. Y'all missed that take.
But that's not new. That's not new, though. You know what I mean? What's the hottest take?
Yeah, that's Kevin Garnett's hot take.
Is there a consensus? Is there a consensus number one overall? Is there a UConn here?
All right. To me, I'll just say this. In my opinion, Jim Harbaugh is better than Andy Reid as your number one seed. Because Jim Harbaugh hasn't done anything yet with the Chargers. And since he took the job and since Browner said that, how different are the Chargers right now?
Ready?
You know?
They ready.
Yeah. They ready for what?
I'm just going to
run the ball, play action pass. Listen, I think all these things are good. So I'm not really a person to ask about these topics because I really feel like these were all spot on, 100%.
For me, I think the most egregious one is CJ Stroud ain't that good. Like, that is a take.
Let it play out, brother.
You know, that's for me.
Let it play out there. Houston is now all of a sudden they've got a quarterback, they've got a coach, and they're going into free agency spending money.
Mm-hmm. Again, let it play out. We'll see y'all next year. We'll see all you Texans fans next year.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. So here's what I'll do, Scott.
Okay.
I'll give you the one seed. I'll give Jim Harbaugh's better than Andy Reid as the one. I'll put CJ Stroud ain't that good at number two.
Okay. Okay. Let me do something. Let me say that the Brown Facts competition this year. Mm-hmm. is going to be presented by our friends at Mountain Trust Realty. How do you like that?
Awesome. Shout out Gary Cooper.
858-376-1299. 858-376-1299. You're looking to buy or sell, and in particular, sell your house right now. A lot of people are selling and moving out of California. They're finding life is more affordable in other parts of the country. And they're like, you know what? I was paying $4,000 for homeowners insurance. Now they want $14,000 for homeowners insurance. I'm not doing it. I'm selling my house. I'm getting out of here. If that's you, talk to Gary because he's going to help you sell your house quickly and for the top dollar. So call him 858-376-1299, 858-376-1299. Okay, let's go back to this challenge. So I've got Harbaugh as my number one seed. You've got CJ Stroud as your number two seed. I'll give you a number three seed for me.
Okay. Mustaches. Great, let's do this. Let's go back and forth. Boom, boom. Yeah. I like that. All right.
Yeah. Mustaches are stupid while having one. Like, to me, if you're going to tell me that mustaches are stupid, then, bruh, don't be rocking a mustache.
Yeah.
So that's for me. Yeah. I'll take that's this. That's my one. Three.
All right. I'll go number four. For me, this is offensive to my people and to my culture and to a country.
Hot dogs. Don't you talk about hot
breakfast
dogs.
Breakfast burritos suck is my number four.
They do.
Yeah.
Breakfast burritos sucks is my number four.
I love
four.
Breakfast burritos.
That one might win in San Diego because breakfast burritos in San Diego is,
Okay. I'll go to number five. Number five for me is Shohei Ohtani will be a flop for the Dodgers. Now, I know that's what you want to happen, but I don't think that's what's going to happen.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I thought it would have been a little bit more appropriate to put Taylor Swift as a five, as the five seed. But
that's a good idea. No, you can move Taylor Swift as a five because of the five, and then I'll take Shohei Ohtani at the six.
Great.
I would love that. The only thing on this list I feel super strongly about that I know more people feel strongly about too. That parents shouldn't clean up after their kids in restaurants. Okay. That let that be 16.
All right.
No, that's not gonna be 16. I got something else for 16.
Yeah. Because that's an incredibly hot take. I think
that's not hot at all, sir.
Okay.
Okay, so Scott, we're
number seven. Yeah, what's number seven?
Okay, number seven, I'm gonna go with Kevin Hart is not funny.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think Kevin Hart is funny. Now I don't think he's funny all the time. Like, I think a lot of his TV commercials aren't funny, but I've seen Kevin Hart do stand-up. That brother funny.
Okay.
I think I want to go with Zach Wilson can do exactly what Brock Purdy does at number eight.
Okay, I like that call.
Okay.
I like that call. Okay. At number nine, I will take the swag chain as the best team celebration in Major League Baseball because Padres gave up on it. So if it was so great, they would have kept it, but they were so embarrassed.
Peer pressure.
Yeah. Why other people are doing it now? Everybody's got a celebration. Pressure.
That's how the whole conversation started.
Well, yeah. They didn't play well. Started. So they took it away, but everybody else started copying, having some type of celebration after they did the celebration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you made it seem like they came up with it. But they when in actuality, you got to give the credit to the University of Miami football team. They had the turnover chain. That's the,
that ain't the swag chain, bro.
No, but then Manny stole it from them.
Who owns something? The person who invented it or the person who does it better?
And Manny's from Miami, so you know that's right. Where he saw it. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Number 10.
Are we on 10 or 9? 10?
Number 10. Yeah, okay. Number 10. Rather have Xander Bogaerts than Mike Trout. That'll be my number 10. That's... That might even be a sleeper right there.
Okay.
More production.
How about 11? I'll take a hot dog for breakfast is okay.
Okay.
I'll take there that.
Love that.
Almost had one this morning.
I'll just go back. I think some people are going to get mad at Browner for it was a mistake extending Manny Machado at number 12.
Ooh, that's a good one. I agree with that one. I think
that's your 12-5 upset right there. Taylor Swift is a 5 versus mistake extending Manny Machado.
Ooh. Upset walking right there.
Okay, 13. Number are we on? 13. How about Barry Bonds never did steroids at 13?
Okay. Cool. Well, I'm not going to let this one get to 16. So, parents shouldn't clean up after their kids at 14.
Okay.
And that leaves us with the final two being
Browner does not yell.
Browner doesn't yell. At 15, and then whatever the billionaires one is at 16.
Yeah, the billionaires one doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Out of context, it doesn't, yeah. But in context, it does. Okay,
yeah,
so
I have to remember what it was.
While you guys, while we continue, I'll make the bracket real quick.
Okay, you're making the bracket.
Hopefully, by Uncensored, it'll be ready.
Okay, got it. Well, there you go. Thank you, Joe Rigby. Appreciate you, man. Really do. And looking forward to seeing you on the boat on March 30th. Now, by the way, I just want to say this about the Yacht America.
We got to do some trimming, bro. As a holder of this list, we got to do some trimming. Some folks ain't going to make it.
Well, here's the thing. So this happened over the weekend. Linda Welby, who we all know and love, sends us a message that she wants to bring the entire band overboard, and the band is going to perform on the boat. And we've had this before, and it was awesome. To have a yacht rock band on a yacht cruising around San Diego, it was awesome. But it takes up a lot of space, number one. And number two, the band has to be off the boat by 6 because they got to get to another gig. So we were like, well, we don't know that we want to really like rush this thing. And in talking to Captain Troy yesterday, he's like, well, how long do you want this cruise to be? We're going to take off at 4. Are we going to be back in at 6 to hurry back to get the band off the boat? We're not sure. Could go till 7. You know, we want to be out there for sunset. So we're not going to do the band on the boat, which means that we're not going to have 10 people from the band, which means that it's now back to Linda and Austin, which means that 8 of the band members aren't coming. And because that was a big problem for us. Like if all of a sudden there were 10 people with the 5 band members and 5 guests, that's 10 people. And that takes 8 spots from great friends. We didn't want that. But we also kind of thought.
I kind of did want that.
Well, I mean, it would be kind of fun to have the Yacht Rock band up. But, you know, we'll bring like a big Sonos system or something. We'll play Yacht Rock the whole time.
Yeah, there you go.
You know? So, Browner, how's the list looking? Was that a big problem for you, the band?
Well, yeah, the band was a massive problem for me. I'm glad we cleaned that up because you need space for the band. And then the band and their significant other, if they choose to bring somebody. So if it's a 5-piece band, now you need 10 people. And you got to take out about 5 to 6 people because of the space that the band's going to require from last time we were there. That's what he said for them to actually play. So we go from about 75 people to 60 people like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a massive undertaking to do the list. If there is a band, it would be more fun with the band.
Yeah.
But if we can't have it, that means more people.
Right. That's right. Alex, did I see that you have already built an invitation that people are going to start to receive in their email box? Is that right?
We can always do karaoke on the boat, man.
Well, why don't we just, I'm telling you, if we just bring a big speaker and we jam some Yacht Rock jams, it'll be fine.
Shout out.
You know? All right, Alex, you're going to pull up the invite. You guys are going to start to see this come in your email. The only reason that there's a holdup is because we're just making sure with everybody who's coming. You know, and again, I want to encourage everybody who's listening and watching. If you're going to get on this boat, would you do us a favor and show up wearing some Kaplan and crew gear? Like, look at Browner's hoodie today. I mean, you should have one of these. All you have to do is go to our website, kaplanandcrew.com, buy one of these hoodies. And when you show up, you should be wearing one of these things.
All day.
So it's called Kaplan and Cruise. And it's on March 30th. It's a Saturday. And it's the day before Easter. Maybe we should have some honey baked ham all up on that mofo.
Shout out to Easter.
Yeah.
You do an Easter egg hunt on the boat.
That's a good idea. Hey, shout out to our friends at Ballast Point who were with us on Friday for Beer Friday. They're bringing all the beer, you know?
Yeah,
look at that. Look at that nice invitation. You took it off the screen too quick. Look at those are some sexy dudes right there.
Yeah.
Them some good looking fool. Now, is that Bill Hagen in the background photobombing us?
Oh yeah.
You got a goatee in the picture.
Yeah, I did have a
doing that.
Yeah. All right. Can we get to a Torrey Holistics highlight of the day before we end this segment? Can we do it?
What do you think? Promo code BetterBud. Spend minimum $75 at Torrey California and Oxnard Holistics. You get 20% off your purchase. I can say that now, by the way. 20% off your purchase with the promo code BetterBud. Your highlight of the day, I'm going to switch it up. Maybe you should save this for exclusive. No, I'll do it right now. Guess who's jumping into the podcast world?
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this.
J.J. Redick is teaming up with LeBron James to bring you a new basketball-centric podcast called Mind the Game. And it's not going to be First Take. It's going to be two basketball heads talking about basketball.
No one's going to listen if they talk about basketball the entire time on their podcast. Welcome, LeBron James, into something called the Hot Take Universe. No one cares about how smart you are at basketball because it's too deep. No one will watch that.
Why do you suppose he chose J.J. Redick, though?
Redick is the smartest basketball analysis person on television, hands down, and it's not even close. He's a genius when it comes to breaking down basketball on television. And he hates the hot take machine, but that's what sells. No one listens to you because J.J. Redick has a podcast, too. And until he says something on there funny with another person, no one talks about it.
Well, he says that all the time. You know, J.J. Redick talks about it all the time. All right. Well, I suppose I would listen. At least at the beginning, I'll give it a try. All right. Stick around. Let's get back to San Diego State basketball and the NCAA tournament. Radio listeners, we're getting right there. Everybody else, let's get uncensored, podcasters. All right, we got these Brown Facts brackets built in this short commercial break between the end of the first segment or between the end of the fourth segment and now. And Alex has them all built up. Let's see what you got, Alex. Let's see how this turned out.
Yeah, I'll make it look a little better, but here you go. Here's your 16 hot takes.
Okay,
this is ready to go.
This is doing it on the fly, so great job by you.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just trying to see. I guess I got to try and enlarge my screen because I
put on put on your glasses, bro.
Yeah. Well, no, but those only work close, man. I'll be like, Jim Harbaugh is better than Andy Reid is a one. Billionaires give sex positions as gifts is versus the 16. Boy, we got to hope for that. We don't have the upset there.
Yeah.
Let's see the two seed.
It's lower right.
Lower right corner. CJ Stroud ain't that good versus Browner does not yell. That should be an easy win. The three seed mustaches are stupid when he had one versus parents should clean up. That's a tough one. The whole parents should clean up. The 14 could pull the upset.
No, I don't see that happening at all.
And then the four breakfast burritos suck, which should be an easy win over Barry Bonds never did steroids. Those are
two hot take, like
very hot.
The way it worked out, this is some good options of like, I think they're even matchups throughout.
Taylor Swift is a five.
Right. Versus it was a mistake extending Manny Machado. Like, I think people might agree with Taylor Swift more than they agree with the Manny Machado thing.
Ain't nobody coming on here saying Taylor Swift is hot. Like, she's exotic. Like, she's a white lady.
Nobody said exotic, but she's definitely attractive. And what makes her even more attractive is her talent and her wealth.
Money.
Yeah.
She got five because of her looks, bro. I'm rating her looks, not her money.
Mm. Boy, aren't you a freaking beauty queen? Kevin Hart is Kevin Hart is not funny versus rather have Bogarts and Trout.
Oh damn, he just called you fugly, dude.
Well, slow down.
Come on, man.
I'm the best looking person on this show. Let's not get crazy here. Stop it.
You are?
Stop it.
Wait, so yeah. Alex is the smartest.
Yeah.
You're the best looking.
Right.
What does that leave me to be?
You're in charge. That's it. Accept it.
Well, you're also the wealthiest, according to Google. So,
okay. Right. I mean, we Googled you.
That's
like,
just according
smart,
to Google.
Like brains, looks, money. Like we got it all.
Right. I would argue that I'm the brains, that you're the money, and Browner is the good looks.
Mm.
That's what I would argue.
I got
two kids in college. Right now, I'm making mortgage payments to Tulane University.
You're right.
You know?
I mean, but the fact is that you're able to.
Well,
right, exactly.
Right.
Hey, I got to tell you guys. Once I told everybody on Instagram that my daughter's going to Cal Poly SLO, I cannot tell you how many people have reached out and said, "Hey, my kid goes to Cal Poly SLO. That's awesome." In fact, Chuck Denton, the CBS cameraman, he's like, "Hey, dude, my daughter goes to Cal Poly SLO, and she's a sophomore, and so she's got a car up there. So if your daughter wants a ride, you know, because freshmen can't have cars. Yeah, it's cool."
What do you mean freshmen can't have cars?
Can't have a car on campus as a freshman.
What kind of rule is that?
The kind of rule that most colleges have because they don't have enough space on campus. They walk, they ride bikes, they ride skateboards, they use public transportation. It's not that big of a deal, really. Most schools are like that.
All right.
Do we have an early contender for a hot take?
How so?
Browner said he's the best looking guy on the show.
You would throw that. You would throw that into this one. You could take one out. Throw that one in there.
Nah, that's for next year.
Can I ask a question on this show? Because we ask questions here.
Okay.
And by the way, I just saw like a small clip of LeBron James JJ Redick show. That shit is trash, and I only seen 15 seconds of it. Two. Where the fuck is Kate Middleton?
Hater, dude. You're such a hater.
Where the fuck is Kate Middleton, y'all? Who done took that white lady? Where'd she go? The world is asking a question. Where's the? I don't even know if she's a princess. Where's she at? Do you know Scott? This Mr. Soccer Man over here, he knows a lot about European lifestyle and culture. Where's Kate Middleton, sir?
Well, I don't know. I don't know who she is, really. I mean, I know she's an actress or something, but I don't really know much about her.
Wow.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I don't know much
that
about
was
her.
Wrong, too.
Bam.
Why, what's her deal?
Kate Middleton is part of the royal family.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, might be.
Mm-hmm. She missing, bro.
No, right. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. She missing.
Like, is in missing? Like, where's her kids? Are they missing?
Daddy, hope.
Well, are they missing or is it just her who's missing?
She missing. She on a lam.
She
There's
on the
a
lam.
Lot of conspiracy theories that she died and that the royal family is trying to cover it up.
Clone her.
There's rumors that she underwent some plastic surgeries to enhance her looks, and thus she's recovering and out of public viewing. There's rumors.
Oh,
see, Brian,
I knew he knew
you weren't expecting, right?
Yeah, I knew he knew. That's what I'm saying.
There's rumors that
Mexican European
that William cheated on her, and they're in the midst of a divorce.
That's the one for me.
Yeah, there's rumors that, like Jesus, she will appear on Easter at Buckingham Palace. She will resurrect herself. Yeah, there's lots of rumors. But the thing is, the funny part about this is you can literally make anything up and people will roll with it, dude.
Yeah. Hey, they'll go with it.
Yeah, the plastic surgery one was that she's getting a BBL.
Like Madonna.
Oh, really? Really? She's getting a BBL, huh?
She getting no damn BBL. That white lady too thin. They don't care about no BBLs over there.
Well, her sister remember the wedding? Her sister went viral because she's got a big old butt, the natural one. So they're like, she's jealous of her sister. The European. See, the thing about the English tabloids is they don't fuck around. Okay, they'll roll with it, dude. Like the way we make fun of the National Enquirer. You know, like, oh, I had sex with an alien. Like in England, they'll roll with it. They'll do it
all day.
This I'm so looking this stuff up now. I had no idea that this was the case.
And then there was rumors. See, I love rumors.
Mm-hmm. Look
Especially
at all these rumors.
Such a freaking out of date system. at Buckingham Palace, everybody started freaking out because the flag was half mast, but it wasn't. Like, some dude went to the Buckingham Palace. He goes, "Where are you guys fucking talking about the like?" So every little thing right now, Scott, is being dissected because they don't know where she's at. Right. And like King Charles, the king, homeboy's got cancer, and they keep throwing his ass out there. Like, hey, you got to go be a king for whatever reason. Yeah. And he's like, the dude's got cancer, man. Can he just like go home?
Put this crown on. We're gonna wheel you out there.
Yeah, put on the kilt. Oh boy, got put on the kilt. Let's go.
If they ask you any questions about Kate, go. I just talked to her a couple minutes ago. She good.
She aight.
She good. So I heard Scott, on the phone. FaceTime.
The whole thing went into overdrive because Kate Middleton, supposedly Kate Middleton, that wasn't her. Mm-mm. She posted a picture on Mother's Day, English Mother's Day, and it was like photoshopped everywhere.
Really?
And she was like, hey, you know, like some parents, which by the way, she didn't do any of this shit. This is whoever handles her PR. She was like, oh, you know, like many parents, I've been dabbling in Photoshop. It's like, bro. And did you see this part? She was on the cover of Vogue a few years ago. And it was literally, they just took her head and put it on that whatever picture that was.
Because now they're finna cut every picture she's ever took, and everybody's finna go back and look at every single picture she's ever done, and they're gonna find it because these internet soups, they don't play, bro. The internet detectives, when they come to these pictures, boy, they'll get you down. They'll get you.
I'll tell you, you guys are telling me something I have no idea about.
I'll tell you what, man. The royal family, it fascinates me. It fascinates me. The fact that, like,
I tell you what,
English people are paying taxes for those motherfuckers to be nothing.
To live ultra wealthy. Right. I pay all this money so you guys get to live the life that we all want.
And you don't even have power. Right. No, you don't even have power. Like, King Charles can't, like, be on the toilet, but, like, hit the nukes. Like, he ain't got power. Like, it's crazy. And they're like, hey, just be wealthy. And fucking, you know, when your grandma died, let's shut the country down, spend hundreds of millions of dollars, and parade her body around the city. Like, what?
Bruh, they should be forced to do a television show. Like, we paying taxes for y'all. We need to see what y'all doing at all times. Mm-hmm. Season one of the reality show, we pay y'all, so show us what y'all doing. Because I'm telling you right now, he had an affair. He was banging that gal. She told him to stop. She found out he wouldn't stop. And now she mad she finna get that divorce. I'm telling you, that's where she at. She hiding. Trust me, I done made a couple women mad before. She had.
All right, we got to go. We're back tomorrow.
Do we? Can we just keep going about me and Brown keep going on the Royals,
man. All right, you guys keep going. All right, I'll see you guys all tomorrow. Peace out, everybody.